96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Northwoods Humane Society in Hayward says a growing number of animals at the shelter is creating an urgent need for blanket donations. The shelter says it is currently caring for 57 cats and kittens, along with 38 dogs and puppies. Some of those animals are waiting for homes, while others are too young for adoption, recovering from medical treatment, or receiving extra care before they are ready for families. With so many animals at the shelter, staff say they are going through blankets quickly to keep pets warm, clean, and comfortable. The Humane Society is asking for donations of gently used blankets, throws, comforters, and towels. Donations can be dropped off at the Northwoods Humane Society at 10812 North O'Brien Hill Road in Hayward. Staff say the supplies help provide comfort and security for animals while they heal and wait for permanent homes. Residents interested in protecting and learning more about Wisconsin lakes and streams are invited to attend the Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference next month in Hayward. The conference will be held Friday, June 12th from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. at the Hayward High School. The event will feature presentations focused on water quality, lake conservation, shoreline management, and aquatic ecosystems. Organizers say the conference is designed for Lake Association members, property owners, conservation groups, and anyone interested in protecting local waterways. The keynote speaker will be Angie Hong of the East Metro Water Education Program, presenting Building Community for Clean Water. Attendees can choose from a variety of breakout sessions focused on lake conservation, shoreline management, lake sturgeon restoration, and Wisconsin aquatic life. The conference will also feature exhibits, a student presentation on shoreline buffers, and a continental breakfast before the event begins. For more information, you can visit the Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference website. Governor Tony Evers has announced the members of Wisconsin's new Wild Rice Stewardship Council, an effort aimed at protecting wild rice habitats and supporting tribal stewardship across the state. The council was created last year through an executive order and includes representatives from all 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin, along with state agencies and conservation groups. Several Northwoods tribal nations are represented, including Lacouture, Bad River, Red Cliff, Lac de Flambeau, and St. Croix. Wild rice, also known as manumen, is an important cultural food source for many tribal communities throughout northern Wisconsin, but changing water conditions, habitat loss, and other environmental pressures have threatened many traditional harvesting areas. The council will work to promote wild rice protection, increase public education about tribal treaty rights, and support long-term stewardship efforts across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for its Shooting Range Grant Program through August 15th. The program helps fund safe and accessible public firearm and archery ranges across the state. Public and private range managers, along with groups interested in building new ranges, are encouraged to apply. DNR officials say they are especially interested in projects near populated areas that offer educational programs related to hunting and shooting sports. Past grant funding has helped pay for improvements like backstops, shooting benches, restrooms, and indoor shooting facilities. This year, the DNR has $600,000 available for range improvement projects. Last year, the program funded 10 projects statewide. DNR officials say the shooting range grant funding is made possible by a federal excise tax on firearms, ammunition, and archery equipment through the Pittman-Robertson Act. More information about eligibility and applications is available on the Wisconsin DNR Shooting Range Grant Program webpage. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Public Service Commission are awarding nearly $1.7 million in grant funding to improve internet, phone, and telemedicine access across the state, including projects benefiting rural and tribal communities in northern Wisconsin. The grants are funded through Wisconsin's Universal Service Fund, which supports telecommunications access and affordability programs statewide. According to a press release, the funding will support programs that help make internet and phone services more affordable, improve access for people with disabilities, and expand telemedicine equipment in underserved areas. Among the recipients are the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, which received more than $175,000, and the Sacagan Chippewa Community Health Clinic, which was awarded more than $240,000 for telemedicine equipment projects. State officials say the investments are designed to help rural residents connect with healthcare providers, education, employment opportunities, and emergency services while continuing efforts to expand broadband access across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding Northwoods drivers to plan ahead and stay patient as Memorial Day weekend travel increases across the region. The American Automobile Association estimates more than 744,000 people will travel Wisconsin roads during the holiday weekend. Several highway projects across northern Wisconsin could impact travel, including lane restrictions on Highway 29 in Marathon and Shawano counties, bridge work on U.S. 53 in Barron County, and a closure of Highway 17 in Lincoln County. U.S. 2 in Bayfield County is also reduced to a single lane near Fish Creek Bridge. Officials say drivers should expect delays during peak holiday travel times. They're also reminding motorists to slow down in work zones, avoid distractions behind the wheel, and give road crews extra space. Drivers can check traffic conditions and construction updates through the 511 Wisconsin app or at 511wi.gov. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. If you're hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, Wisconsin transportation officials say be ready for traffic, delays, and work zones. More than 700,000 people are expected to travel by car, with the busiest times starting this afternoon and continuing through Monday, even with construction projects easing up for the holiday. Drivers will still encounter detours, lane shifts, and reduced speeds across the state. Officials say checking 511 Wisconsin can help avoid surprises along your route. They also stress simple safety steps like buckling up, putting the phone down, and slowing down in work zones. Wisconsin's congressional map battle is moving to the state Supreme Court, but confusion over appeal rules could slow or stop the process. According to WisPolitics, two separate lawsuits, one claiming partisan gerrymandering and another calling the map anti-competitive, were both rejected earlier this year. Lawyers now disagree on whether appeals must be filed within 30 days or 90 days under a 2011 law. That decision could determine if at least one of the challenges moves forward. And former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is endorsing Judge Pedro Colon for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. According to a press release from Colon's campaign, Doyle appointed Judge Colon to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court in 2010. Doyle says the judge comes uniquely qualified to face the challenges that will undoubtedly come before this Supreme Court in the next decade. He also said Colon is a dedicated public servant who deeply cares about the people of our state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew sweep the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have the night off after beating the Cubs 5-0, completing a 3-game sweep. That ended a 15-game winning streak at home for Chicago, and they now find themselves a game and a half behind the now first-place Brewers. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
You know, when you don't swing the bats and you don't score a run, it just, a baseball game doesn't look good for your side. You know, we're in a funk right now. And, you know, it's up to us to change it.
Brewers pitcher Kyle Harrison only gave up 2 hits in 7 innings pitched. Jake Bowers has an 11-game hitting streak going as they open a home series tomorrow night against the Dodgers. Pat Murphy on the sweep.
I think it gives us a little confidence. We have a very young club, as you know. Yeah, I think it gives you a little confidence. Friday will be here soon enough, and we have the Dodgers in town. So
that's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to near 40 for a low. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.